Jesus has been telling them, what's he been telling them? He's telling them he's going to die. He's been telling them he's going to be betrayed. He's been telling them that he's going away. And they're troubled. They're sorrowful. But Jesus is calm. What? Jesus, calm? You're just a few hours away from going to suffer one of the most painful, indescribable deaths. I mean, do you recognize crucifixion? Yes, it was meant to kill. But it was meant to put a person in the most agonizing tortures, oftentimes for days. In fact, Pilate was surprised that Jesus died so quickly. Typically, they did not die that quickly. It was a horrible way to die. What, Lord, peace? You're talking about peace and calm. You've got this tranquility, and you're going to be scourged. You're going to be maligned. You're going to be abused. They're going to pound these spikes. Above all, the Father's cup awaits you, and you're at peace. How can this be? Now listen. This is the kind of peace I want. Because two things about it. It's obviously a peace that transcends circumstances, even the most. Look, nobody has ever been on the eve of such horrors as Christ is at this moment. This is a peace that transcends all circumstances. But this is a peace I want, because I don't only want that peace that transcends all circumstances. This is the peace of one who has never sinned. I mean, do you recognize that? This is the calm. I don't want a different kind of peace than what he has. I want the peace of one who has never sinned. That's the kind I want. Isn't that the kind you want? Jesus was constantly in a peace before his Father as one who had always done his Father's will. And you see, our Lord Jesus Christ himself is going to the cross. I want that kind of perfect peace. Jesus went to the cross to open the door for us to share that peace. What kind of peace? The peace of being in a position where I can stand before the Father as though I have never sinned. There's no condemnation. He finds no blemish in me. I wear the robe of righteousness. Jesus went to the cross that I might have his peace just like that. And it's unlike any world peace that you can find. He says it's not like the world. Now look, the world has forms of peace. I was thinking, what just popped in my head? Financial peace. People talk about that today. An officer of the peace, a justice of the peace. Peace treaties. They're always trying to get one over in Israel and Palestine. Over in the Middle East. I always try and effort it. But I thought, hey, I'm good with financial peace. When it's there, I like it. Do you not like it? There are forms of peace in this world. And I like to see the peace officer drive by my house. Live in an East Side neighborhood. That gives me some comfort. But you know what's the problem with all the different kinds of peace that the world gives? Well, I tell you this. If there is an angry God waiting on the other side, then it is no good, whatever kind of peace it is. It's hollow, it's shallow, it's fleeting. It's just temporary. But Jesus had that, and that's what this inner circle is all about. Come in. Come in. I want you to have this peace. It is a peace where there is the confidence in the Father's love. It is a peace where there is that confidence that we are accepted by the Father. And of course, sin, See, we still sin. He never did. He never was in a position like that. And so, the devil is artful in using that against us. But you see, this all comes to, it's a peace that he earned for us. It's a peace that is like the one he had. He can stand before his Father with no sin, but it's this truth of justification. Oh, we've got to live on it. I'll tell you, this peace is only going to be nurtured as we thrive on, as we put our teeth into this doctrine of justification, that he laid down his life, that in the courtroom of God, there's nothing against my account. There's nothing held. There's nothing to my record. There is total forgiveness. All my sins, not in part, but the whole, they're all nailed there. They're nailed to his cross. I don't bear any of them, not a single sin. That is where this peace comes from. You can have a bad day and live in this peace. Jesus never had a bad day. He lived in the peace of his own righteousness. But you can have a bad day because you don't live in peace or not in peace before God based on your own merits. You've been brought into an inner circle that has been purchased by Christ. He's this eternal life that came into this world. He is the words of light. He came with the light of life. And he shines it upon us. We trust him. And we have his love. We have his peace. And there's one more thing. There's his joy.
This was an excerpt from the full sermon, What Does Fellowship with God Look Like? Part 2 by Tim Conway.